Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Interesting. Now, why would you go with this song leading into a Mets story? There's got to be something here. All right, Alan Jerry with you till 6 o'clock. Talked a lot about the Yankees and Tony Gwynn. Who knew we were going to be discussing that? And your Metsies last night with a solid win over the Phillies.
Solid win, 2-0. Kodai Senga, Jerry. Lights out.
Well, flash, not lights flash, out. Flash. He did give up a home run that Brandon Nimmo took back. I mean, I can't say lights out when he gave up a 390-foot shot.
He gave up one hit.
One hit.
Seven innings.
And it wasn't even a hit.
And by the way, I'm not sure that was going out of the park, the Brandon Nimmo stolen, what they're calling the stolen home run ball. I think that was hitting the top of the wall.
So, funny you say that, just because when I was watching this live at the time, I thought immediately, look at him taking a home run away. Then they showed the side angle.
Yeah.
He might have stopped a double.
I think he stopped a double.
Either way, it's a great play.
Great catch, great play. Yes. That dude is super excited. He looks like a little leaguer out there. Then I like that Brandon Nimmo himself got robbed of an extra base hit.
Yeah, yeah. Funny how that works.
By some dude in the outfield for the Phillies.
You know what's so interesting about Brandon Nimmo is how many times you see a guy sign a big contract and then they're slow to get going or maybe they're kind of complacent. This guy has come out balls to the wall and has played great all season long. And I also think back to when they drafted him. I believe he was the kid, if I remember the draft correctly, where he played like American Legion ball or something like that. He didn't go to college. And I'm thinking, who the hell is this? And why did they draft this kid? And it's really worked out. Like, he's become, he's like Alonzo. Like, he's a Met. And now that he's signed long-term, he ain't going anywhere. And you hope he starts and finishes his career there. But he's fun to watch, too.
Do you think opposing pitchers hate when he gets a walk and he darts down the first base?
I don't think anymore, no. As I think it's at this point now, it's his thing. Maybe when he was a rookie or a second-year player or a third-year player, they were like, what is this, dope? Yes, I don't think so anymore.
There's two extremes. When you sprint down the first base, that looks weird. And if you casually, slowly take off all your gear and wander down the first base, I hate that as well.
I like him running down the first.
I do, too. It looks like, you know what it looks like, Jerry? I'm ready to advance.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do a hit-and-run situation.
Go ahead,
I'm ready to steal a base.
Have two disengagements. They're going to run on your face.
Yeah. I will be gone down the second base.
Yep,
that's how fast I am.
He really is. Fun player to watch.
Yeah, he's awesome. So who do we got tonight for the Mets pitching? Carlos Carrasco.
Who was not great last time.
He was?
Yes.
I thought he was terrible last time.
Did I miss that one?
I don't know.
I thought Carrasco's last time out was really good.
All right.
Haven't got to that just yet because I was listening to Draymond Green. To look at Carlos Carrasco splits.
What's going on with this Draymond Green podcast that you're interested in?
Well, so today's one of those days where you've got the Mets and the Yankees.
Yeah.
What else?
Mets and Yankees.
Right.
And
so
that.
I was searching for stuff.
Okay.
And I came across Draymond Green, who did his podcast. Last time out, Carlos Carrasco pitched against the Cubs, 6 2/3, 1 run, 5 hits, 4 strikeouts, and got the win.
You are correct, Jerry.
I know you made me second guess myself.
You are correct, sir.
So I saw that Draymond Green did a podcast, and so I'm like, oh, you got to listen because you never know what comes out of it. And I did like this gem that I heard. Clearly not a Boston Celtic fan, and clearly not a fan of the Celtic fans, as he basically said, screw you guys.
Boston Celtics fan will make excuses, and I ain't hearing none of that because y'all rude. and I'm happy y'all lost, especially those of you that are in that arena. I'm happy y'all lost.
They're rude, where, Jerry.
There's one where he's laughing at the end, which is, this might be it. This might be it.
I must say, it did not hurt me to watch the Boston Celtics fans suck. Those people were really rude to me last year, and I like to see them suffer.
I like that. It seems good natured.
Yeah, no, he's having fun with it, but he's serious too.
Yeah.
Like, Boston is not a fun place to play for him, and he wants to make sure everybody knows it. It's pretty funny.
And he's happy they're out. Now, this Aaron Nola, Jerry, is he still a good pitcher for the Phillies?
The Phillies have not been a great team, though, this year.
Yeah.
But yes, Aaron Nola is still a good pitcher.
Jerry, more controversy continues to surround the Dodgers Pride Night.
Yeah, I saw Oral Hershiser.
You're thinking of Oral and Pride Night. A goo goo.
No,
goo.
I was thinking about Oral Hershiser, you jerk. Not Clayton Kershaw. Wow.
And Trevor Williams.
You know what it is? We're talking about Tony Gwynn and Will Clark. Yeah. My mind went back to that time.
We're going old school baseball here tonight, Jerry.
What do you think it was last
morning?
Time Oral Hershiser's name was mentioned on this radio station?
You got to love Oral.
That was it. We actually kept a recording of it.
Who had Oral?
Okay, Boomer, relax.
Ooh, okay. So two things came up with L.A. Dodger Pride Night. It still surrounds the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, Jerry. You'll remember that they were invited,
yeah,
then disinvited, then reinvited.
Right.
They are a group who, I guess through their comedy, they are gentlemen who dress like nuns.
Right.
So there are Catholic groups who are very against this. Amongst them, Dodger pitcher Clayton Kershaw.
No, well, he's not against Pride Night.
He is not against Pride Night.
He's against this group.
Yes, he does not like the inclusion.
Right. He believes they attack the Catholic religion.
Yes.
And so that for that reason, he doesn't like them. Made it very clear about all the other stuff is fine.
And for that reason, I am out. But he is happy, Jerry, that the Dodgers announced Christian Faith and Family Day.
Actually, I don't think they did. He did.
Oh, he announced it.
I think he did.
Well,
which
he
is
said
June 30th or July 30th, I forget. It's one of those. Yeah. It's coming up, and it's either June 30th or July 30th. Yes. One of those two.
He said he was happy that they finally gave him a date.
Yes.
Because I guess it was supposed to happen. There was never a hard date for it. And when he was complaining about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, they were like, June 30th.
Yeah.
Or July 30th, whatever.
It's one of those two.
One of those two nights.
And he made sure to let everybody know it was coming up.
Oh, my gosh. Who's ever in charge of all these special nights? I'd be like, I don't want this job.
You think someone got fired over this?
No.
You don't?
No.
Because this has created a bleep storm.
It sure has.
Out there.
Well, now they're giving the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence an award that night. So they were invited, disinvited, reinvited, and awarded.
They were always getting the award, I thought. That's what I thought.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And then you got Anthony Bass of the Blue Jays. If you saw him, he had to issue a public apology after he shared a video that endorses anti-LGBTQLA boycotts.
Oh.
To where he says, quote, I recognize yesterday I made a post that was hurtful to the Pride community, which includes friends of mine and close family members of mine.
He was
sorry for that.
He was endorsing people not buy Bud Light or shop at Target.
Yes, correct.
And now he's apologized.
I believe that's exactly what it was.
Waddle doodle.
Waddle doodle.
Apologize.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, Trevor Williams, Jerry. He's a pitcher for the...
What did he do now?
Well, he's a pitcher for the Nationals.
I know who Trevor Williams is.
He voiced his displeasure with the Dodgers.
Okay.
Reinviting the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence to Pride Night. Quote, to invite and honor a group that makes a blatant and deeply offensive mockery of my religion and the religion of over 4 million people in Los Angeles County alone undermines the values of respect and inclusivity that should be upheld by any organization.
Serious question for you, Eddie.
It's a well-thought-out thing.
How many religions are there?
Well, I would guess it's in the hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands?
There are 200 versions of Christianity in this country alone.
That's
worldwide. There are 45,000 approximately different versions of Christianity.
When are we going to cover them all for the Dodgers?
So I would say that it's probably hundreds of thousands.
Wow.
And if you go with religions that are no longer practiced, you know, like the worshiping the ancient Greek or Roman gods or the Norse.
No, I'm not counting that.
Which, by the way, I don't know. Some people may still do
okay,
that.
Okay, fair
I'm
enough.
Not sure,
but hundreds of thousands.
I would guess
because, a lot of religions.
Yeah, and they're because anybody can make a little variation and just do their own thing.
So 81 home games a year, the Dodgers would have to do a night every night for the next 4,000 years.
Yes, they better get busy with their calendar, their future calendars.
Holy cow!
Yeah. It's a lot, Jerry.
That is a lot.
Plus, you got to do all sorts of other nights.
Well, yeah. Bobblehead nights.
Bark at the park. Well,
when is Atheist Night?
Well, they don't have it on the calendar yet.
Yeah.
And Eddie's against that.
Okay. Would you be shocked if there was one at some point?
Atheist Night? Yes, I actually would.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lesbian terrorist would have a better chance of getting elected in this country than a declared atheist.
Wow.
Words I didn't think I'd hear today.
Okay. Lesbian terrorist?
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This turned weird.
You think every day when the Dodger person in charge of this walks into the office, they're like, let me check the news, see who's...
I think they're on
us.
Their phone constantly.
You are.
Yeah, I don't. This is not the old days where you get in, put the computer on, or look at the turn the front page of the newspaper.
Like,
I think they're at home staring at this nonstop. You imagine what their Instagram and Twitter feeds look like?
Right, the comments.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, they're. I think constantly they're looking at it. They have to.
I have a fun story to turn us around, Jerry.
Oh, fun story.
Turn the car around. Al Pacino's having a baby.
He's 82.
Hoo-ah!
And his wife or girlfriend.
Girlfriend.
29.
Yeah.
Okay. Hoo-ah. Now, hold on a second. We've talked about age, age differences.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for, if you're 60 and in shape with a 35-year-old, either way.
All right.
Doesn't matter which one's the 60. I'm just saying 60 to 35.
Yeah, Cher always had very young boyfriends.
Absolutely. It's
Madonna.
Fine. 29 and 82?
Yes.
Even if he lived to be 100?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Hoo-ah.
My good. I thought he was old in that movie, Scent of a Woman.
Right. When he was being hoo-ah, he was old.
Jesus. 82.
82. He's going to have a baby, Jerry.
But once again, all this
he's going to be running around with his babies.
The good news is,
all
this does is reinforce for me that it's never too late for you.
I probably have a baby at 82. You'll find a 29-year-old.
You'll be too old to take care of it. Who would you offer me?
Yeah.
Do you think sperm?
Do you think when he was creating the baby, he went, hoo-ah, at the end?
I think it's very possible that he has done that numerous times.
Yeah.
Like, I do.
Right. Probably right after that movie, too, when he was picking up chicks, they'd be like, do the hoo-ah.
Oh, absolutely.
Hoo-ah.
Is it only one time at hoo-ah. The end?
Yeah, at the very end. Hoo-ah. Which means his sperm still works, Jerry. 82-year-old sperm.
I told you it will still work. Yes.
That's a manly man, Al
Pacino.
That's
why when you sit there and talk about you're too old, you're not.
I don't feel like my sperm is powerful Al Pacino's is.
You only need one, Al.
That's true. You only need
one
good swimmer.
To swim upriver and get to its destination.
Talk about batting averages, as we were talking about earlier with Tony Gwynn. Just think
one for a million. You got a kid.
You only need one of those sperm out of a million of them.
That having been said, not that easy.
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
But possible.
You're swimming upstream.
I got to be honest, Eddie. It would be glorious if one day Al came in here at the age of 54 and said, we're having a baby.
Having a baby, Jerry.
I think there would be a party in the commissary the very next day.
I might do it just to get 12 weeks paternity leave or whatever the New York state rule is these days.
I think it's nine.
Nine?
I don't think it's 12.
If
it's
but then you'd regret it.
Oh, my gosh. Do I regret it? Please.
To your deathbed.
Yes.
Right. Right now, the dog is going to feel his regret till he dies.
Right. If I had a baby like Al Pacino at 82?
Oh, I was thinking more 62.
Oh, 62.
Or 55.
Oh, 82 sounds good.
Or next week, you found out.
No, no. 82 is perfect because he's not going to give a crap.
He's got a 29-year-old girlfriend or wife.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Somebody else could be taking care of that baby in a couple of years.
Or
another
man. You're right. He'll have a nanny.
Yeah.
He won't have to do anything, I wouldn't think.
And he'll probably impregnate the nanny. This
have
is what
you
these celebrities
seen
do.
Photos of him recently? Like, yeah. Does he look good?
No.
Oh.
He looks old. He looks like he's 82.
He does.
Yeah.
Does he look old like Jack Nicholson looks now?
Yeah, he's getting there. Yep. Yeah, he looks old like Jack Nicholson. He's an old man. This is a good-looking girlfriend he's got, too, at 29.
Yeah, he's Al Pacino.
Ooh-ah.
I mean, he's famous,
mm-hmm.
he's rich, and clearly, stuff still works.
Oh, yeah. So. He's probably taking blue chews.
Whatever works.
To get that baby going.
If that's what you need, why don't you take one this weekend?
Do you think she wanted a baby, or was it an accident? Like, she's probably like, this guy's sperm ain't swimming still.
I can't answer that. I don't
know
the
don't
girl.
Know. We don't know.
If you told me she was thrilled because it links her with him now,
mm-hmm.
okay. If you told me that it was a one-night thing, they just hit it off one night, okay. If you told me they were deeply in love, I'd say okay. I don't know.
Well, I know they've actually been together for a while because I remember seeing...
She's 29. How long? 4 weeks.
Gary, they've been together 20 years.
She just graduated from college.
When I say a while, I mean, I didn't just hear of her when
so
she got
maybe
pregnant.
A year or two they've been around, maybe.
Yeah. I actually feel like, yeah, I feel like she was 27 when they started dating. He was a young 80.
Very youthful 80.
Very youthful 80, yeah. She thought he was very young when
My
they met.
God. All right, 5:37, more than halfway home. Boomer and Gio coming up at the top of the hour. It's a Wednesday morning on The Fan.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.